Over the next 2 weeks, health officials are attempting something radical. They're calling it the switch, and they're trying to get the whole world to switch from one version of the oral polio vaccine to another. The Polio Eradication Initiative says this is the largest withdrawal of one vaccine and the rollout of another in history. The old oral vaccine was invaluable in the near eradication of the paralyzing polio virus, but the new one has some problems, although switching from it isn't without risk. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for STAT, the new National Health and Medicine publication and our weekly partner. So, Helen, what is the problem with the old oral vaccine?
Well, mostly it worked great, and as you mentioned, it's really gotten the world right to the edge of being able to eradicate polio finally. But first of all, let me say that the virus is made up of live but weakened viruses, and very occasionally those viruses circulate in the environment and make their way from one child to the next. And as they do so, they evolve, and they can get to the point where they can regain the power to paralyze. And back in the day when, 350,000 kids a year were being paralyzed by polio, having a few cases of paralysis that were caused actually by the vaccine viruses wasn't a problem. But now it is, and the only way to get these vaccine viruses out of the environment is to make this switch that they're undertaking right now.
Well, we understand this year there have only been 10 cases of polio in the two countries that still have it, Pakistan and Afghanistan. But last year there were something like 37 kids who were accidentally infected by the oral vaccine. So that's the concern. It's the equation's out of balance. So they're going to make this huge switch. What is the risk with the switch?
Well, as they pull the vaccine out, and they're trying to do it in a synchronized manner across the globe to try to make it as safe as possible, there are going to be kids who no longer have protection against type 2 polio. The wild type 2 polio viruses have been gone for, over 15 years. In fact, the last case was seen in 1999. But the type 2 viruses in the vaccine occasionally cause paralysis, as I mentioned before. So as they take that component out of the vaccine, there will be children who have no protection to it. And the risk is that some of those viruses will still be circulating in the environment and may find their way to these unprotected kids.
Well, Helen, this is all happening as researchers feel that they are tantalizingly close to eradicating polio completely. Now, they wouldn't make this move unless they felt it was the wise move to make.
Yeah, that's correct. And in fact, this is a bit of a dry run, because when they get to the point where they believe that the wild polio viruses have all been extinguished, they're going to need to withdraw oral polio vaccine completely to prevent these vaccine viruses from continuing to circulate. So this switch is giving them a great chance to learn how to do it when all three viruses are fully extinguished, which they hope to do actually by the end of this year. They really are, given that the numbers are now so low, they hope that by the end of 2016 or maybe early in 2017, they'll be in a position to say, we believe polio transmission has stopped.
Well, it's just fascinating. Helen Branswell, who covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. Helen, thank you.
Thank you.